Hello, everybody. You are listening to The Convent on KUSF.org. I'm DJ Magdalene. Welcome to March 4th. It's 4:42 on the studio clock, and you just heard All the Things She Said by Tattoo. Odd choice, you might be thinking, to start off on. What is this? The early 2000s? No. It's 2025. It's 2 days after the Oscars. Anora Sweep. Not surprised. Like, not surprised, but also, yes, surprised. Like, the Academy historically makes idiotic decisions. So, to go with a film that's bearable. Anora's better than bearable, but, you know, bearable is shocking. But great needle drop in the film. There's a great video circulating the internet of Mark Idlestein at the neon after party dancing to that song. He plays Vanya in the film. So thought that I'd get that out of the way. If you've been listening to KUSF all day, you heard the official movie hour earlier, and he gave Anora the Deserving of All the Love and Praise Award. So, pretty big deal. He's pretty tough on movies. So, check it out. Sorry, that was really loud. If you're listening on headphones, I owe you an apology. But yeah, we have a fun show for you planned. I think I'm going to wrap up a little early, so good news if you're getting bored of my music taste. But yeah, here is Hey Mommy, the Shiraz radio edit by Fanny Pack. So enjoy. Hello, one and all. You're listening to The Convent on KUSF.org. I'm DJ Magdalene, and you just heard Good Night and Go by Imogen Heap, Blue Jeans 2.0 by Lady Tron, and Hey Mommy by Fanny Pack. I hope you're enjoying the show so far. I recently acquired a CD from Rasputin. I was kind of in a big like Lady Tron vibe over winter break, and naturally when I was at Rasputin on Telegraph Avenue, I was looking at their CDs, and I found one called Softcore Jukebox. Now this CD, like, the design of it is just so beautiful. Like, it's one of my favorite CDs that I have. Even though it's not like it's like a particularly rare or like unique CD, but it's a mix tape made by the women in Lady Tron, and it's just like such an interesting blend of genres and like eras of music. Like, I think it's just such a fun and like unique collection that I love to throw on in the car, in my room, etc., etc. The album isn't on Spotify or like Apple Music or anything for obvious reasons, but it's great. I recommend giving it a listen. It was like $7. It's super accessible. But Hey Mommy is off of that CD, that specific, the Shara's Radio edit. And it's just like you go from songs like that that are really like upbeat and fun and like kind of more like modern to like a Nancy Sinatra song, you know? It's like all over the place, which I think is a very fun time and exactly what you want out of a mixtape, you know? You want it to kind of like throw you for a loop sometimes. So yeah, thought I'd throw that out there, but we're gonna get indie with it, so enjoy.
Fireworks. up on them are ones I'll keep. And everybody sees a funny look in our eyes, 'cause we know that we already won the sweepstakes prize.
one and all. You're listening to The Convent on KUSF.org. I'm your host, DJ Magdalene. You just heard Spangle by the band Should, Sweepstakes Prize by the band Mira, and Save a Secret for the Moon by the Magnetic Fields. I've just realized that I have two Magnetic Fields songs on our already very short docket for the evening, so that's embarrassing, sorry. I'm not offering the same musical diversity that I was celebrating earlier, so bear with me being a hypocrite. I'm only 21, you know, what can you expect from an angsty 21-year-old, am I right? But I guess that just shows you where my head's at. I have been listening to a lot of the Magnetic Fields, like, a lot, like, an embarrassing, I mean, honestly, I'm not embarrassed, because 69 Love Songs is just so good. I'm looking at my, you know, reports for the past month. Let's see the Magnetic Fields is above and away my most listened to artist of the past, of 2025 so far, thus far. Wednesday clocks in at a close second, so that's cool. But it's so good. It's like Valentine's Day and then my and my boyfriend's anniversary a couple weeks later, so it's just been like a lovey-dovey time. But honestly, 69 Love Songs is like obviously not totally anyways, I'm gonna stop talking. Actually, sometimes this is just like what happens. You just get ahead of yourself, you start tripping over your words, you start saying kind of nothing, unfortunately. But I was thinking, this is not a new revelation, but I was kind of thinking about how podcasts have taken over radio. Obviously, I'm stating the obvious. But they're not the same. Like, there's sort of a shift in, like, expectation and medium. Like, it's like a similar medium, but it's a totally different medium at the same time. Because I was, like, writing a critical analysis of this one podcast episode. The podcast is called Bad Gaze. It was their episode on Gertrude Stein. And I was just thinking about the podcast as a medium and how, like, how vast the difference in, like, quality and content is of said medium. Whereas, like, radio also has had, like, a long history of, like, different modes, but it always sort of had a through line and, like, a through form. Like, even college radio, you know, it's music. And I feel like podcasts don't have that same restriction and in turn suffer. So, I don't know. I'm not, again, saying anything radical or anything that I'm sure anybody has not considered themselves if they're listening. But I was just thinking about it. But yeah, let's get back to the Magnetic Fields, okay? Because this is apparently all I am. This is I Shatter.
Bang, there was you. Too gold, too blue. You told the truth. I cried, you flew. You called me mad. As a hatter, some fall in love. I shatter. You make it rain.
not fall. You make things dark. You called me mad.
And I am mad.
As a hatter. So full in love. I shatter.
Thank you.
Hello, everybody. You're listening to KUSF.org. I'm DJ Magdalene, and this is The Convent. You just heard Porno by Clinic, All the Pretty Little Horsies by Current 93, and I Shatter by The Magnetic Fields. So, I am a child. I was born in 2003. I know, I get it. But I came across Current 93 on a Vice video profiling Sasha Grey. So I thought that was a little fun tidbit for everybody to know. So yeah, there you go. Anyways, I'm gonna end with a song that my boyfriend hates, but I think is kind of fun. Makes me think of David Cronenberg's Crash. It's actually J.G. Ballard's Crash, but that's neither here nor there. So let's hit it, okay? This is the last song of my show. Sorry to underrepresent. This is a short show today. I did not prepare as extensively as planned, and I figured, why just throw shit together? Like, let's just come out with the heavy hitters and say what we need to say and call it a day. Wow, rhyme. I won't be here next week. I will be out of town. So that's exciting. I'll come back and give you all of the exciting stories. So enjoy. This is Don't Be a Body.
Sing a sweet chord, sing a song. Let's go.